With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
And my name is Jacob, aka Dino in Mexico.
And today is Today is January 24th, Sunday morning. We promised we were going to record today so we can get this out by Tuesday. Get back on track. How's your week been since we talked, Dino?
Oh wait, didn't I say in the last episode that I was gonna get legend?
Yeah,
I did, right? And then the next day, guess what?
You did.
I yes, spoke you did. The truth. I got. I think I rubbed off, or you. I rubbed off like some of your luck that you had, like, think good sets that day or that night before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I pulled it up. I did it in three sets, and I finally pulled through. Now I'm trying to aim for my other two accounts to hit legend.
Nice. So we got a legend on Team BTW now.
Took me long enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like stuck in the 2100s. I get up and then I fall and then I get up and then I fall. So hopefully Ultra I can, you know, get back up in there. And
yeah, I mean, Ultra League starts tomorrow, so I'm sure you're more excited about that than anything else.
Yeah, I like Ultra League. It's fun. And that's one of the things we're gonna do today. So today's episode is gonna be a little different, not too much. We're still gonna go over, you know, our self news, the in-game news, and GBL and topic, but today, what we're going to do is in our GBL section is we're going to start preparing for Ultra League. So what we're going to do is me and Dino send each other screenshots of our Pokemon that are, you know, within level, not too crazy far out of the way for Ultra League. And we're going to build our teams together. And then we're also going to do kind of like a little fun thing. We're going to build a spicy team, that will switch back and forth with Pokemon that we may not necessarily actually use for, you know, being too serious, but
hopefully just, you don't go too spicy with my picks, man.
No, I'll take it easy on you. And then, what we'll do is we'll alternate those throughout the week and post videos of the spicy teams and our more serious teams. And then we do have a new segment this week, our question and answer. We only got one email, which is fine. You know, we're still starting, but we're going to try, and every time we get emails or questions on Twitter, we're going to do a segment and go over those questions and answer them to the best of our ability on the next episode. So if you want to send in those questions, it is btwpvp@gmail.com or on Twitter @btwpvppodcast. And, you know, message us, send us an email. That way we have, you know, your questions and we can talk about the things that you guys want to talk about.
Yep. We'll be more than happy to help any way we can.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're here to do. So without further ado, let's get started with the show and jump into our Sylph news.
Sylph Arena News.
So, Sylph News, nothing really. So they sent out a tweet about 18 hours ago, sometime yesterday, with just the badge for next month's meta.
It's just a picture, right? Like, it wasn't
really just a picture. So hopefully either sometime today or tomorrow we'll hear what February's meta is going to be.
I don't know about you, but like, do you have any like speculation of like what it could be? Because I know a lot of people like tried to do that based off the badge.
Let me see. Let me look at this.
It's really weird, but it kind of looks like I don't know, like a Tauros. Like, it just looks weird to me. It has horns and like a nose, but
it does, and it also looks like wings of like an airplane.
Right.
So I was listening to another podcast, GoCast, and they have a PvP segment in there with DeFi 250 and Fish on a Heater. And Fish on a Heater is actually on one of the All-Star Invitational teams as a field specialist role. And he mentioned a meta, I think it's called like Sky City or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like a ground flying type meta, which could be interesting. So maybe that's what they're going to use for next month. And they were testing it out, you know, with these guys. So that would be pretty interesting, you know, with the ground typing, flying typing.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll probably throw electric in there and maybe something else to go against the ground.
Yeah. Something that, I don't know. I just saw some random tweets about possibly dragon being in there as well. Like you mentioned, flying, steel. I guess you never know, man. Like, sometimes we're just completely off and it's just like the opposite of what we think.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're good at doing. So,
exactly.
We'll leave that stuff to them. As far as Sylph, you know, that's pretty much it.
I'm sure by next time we record, we'll have some definitely more details on what to do, and we can talk about meta and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, because we need to start we need Sylph back this month. I know you're not a big Sylph guy, but I enjoy building the teams on like a restricted, you know, meta versus kind of the open, like what GBL is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes you use Pokemon that you probably wouldn't have used, you know, like when they did, I think it was Catacomb. Like, I would have never powered up a Sudowoodo, but.
Oh, no, for sure. Actually, I remember that cup. I actually used it. Something random, though, because, I mean, we can talk about it a little bit just because, like, we're talking about Sylph, so it's kind of like revolving around a certain meta and certain Pokemon. You know how in the last, and first part of season 6, they did the Master League along with a different cup with it, right? It was the Holiday Cup.
Right.
So they're doing that again. Whenever Masters comes back for this second half of the season, they're doing a cup as well, a new GBL cup. And they kind of, the Poke Miners got something. There's like not much to be said, but it's called the Love Cup. Because, you know, I guess.
Yeah, February.
Yep. Okay. So I guess, you know, one can assume certain fairies for sure. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up since we're like kind of talking about like certain cups and, you know, Sylph is definitely specialized in that.
Yeah, that would be cool. I heard, I can't remember where I heard it, but they were talking about, it was like, doing a Discord tournament called like a Salty Singles type meta. For Valentine's Day, where you could only use monotype Pokemon.
Interesting. That's a challenge.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that would be kind of fun. But then, like, take it, like, a step further, and, like, you could only use monotype Pokemon that are fairy or dark, or, and then it could only be, you know, something crazy to just kind of, like, throw it all off. Like, it could only have one move since it's a single. You can't have two charge moves. You can only have one charge move.
Yeah, it would make sense that it would be a single charge move.
Yeah.
That would be ironic and funny.
So that would be kind of cool. I doubt they will do something like that, but hopefully it's just not like you can only use pink Pokemon, because that would be...
That would be... I mean, they've done that before, I feel like, for Silph. I recall something about being like just like pink Pokemon. Or something with that, but...
I think it was... I know there was last year they did the event in-game where, like, pink Pokemon were spawning more during Valentine's Day. But I don't really... I don't know about, like, an actual tournament, but I don't know. So that's pretty much...
We'll definitely have more information, I think, on both cups that are coming in. By next episode, so we'll definitely update.
Yeah, that's hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will come out around the same time. And that's pretty much, that is our Silph news. So let's get into the in-game news. All right, so... Right now, we are wrapping up the... Which one is this? I get them all confused because it's just like every week. Which one? Hoenn, right? Hoenn?
The Johto. Hoenn. Is it the Johto one is starting on the 26th.
Yeah, so we're wrapping up Hoenn. Yes. And then starting Tuesday the 26th at 10 a.m., through Sunday, January 31st at 8 p.m. your local time, will be the Johto region event. It'll be the last one. I think it should be the last one before we'd get to the Kanto tour. This one is, I think this week's is a little more interesting.
Oh no, that's for sure. I see a lot of nice. You know, you can say relevant and nice spicy picks on there, too.
Yeah. The one thing I thought was cool that they're doing is they're piggybacking off of what they did with Metagross and all them. And, again, giving us community day moves for certain Pokemon.
Yeah, they're kind of like making up for not having them in December community day for, you know, how they said 2008, I think it was 2018. 2019 or just 2018 that you couldn't get their moves on December. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed this, but I saw it on Twitter and people were like kind of like pointing it out, and I can't believe I didn't notice. But you see that you're getting the Frenzy Plant for Meganium, you're getting the Blast Burn for Typhlosion,
mm-hmm.
but worse for Alligator.
I think that's because it was done. Was it done in 2019? I think 2019. It got either 2019 or 2020. It got a community day. So it was part of the December part.
So it was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's probably why they didn't do it, because they gave it back to you in December. So.
Okay. I mean, I don't recall evolving one. So maybe that's probably why I think that, like, no. But.
I mean, it got Hydro Cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not obviously your pick. Like, you know, you think about all your Pokemon that have Hydro Cannon. You really don't really think about for Alligator that much. I feel like it's kind of like a Swampert, like Blastoise, than like for Alligator, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have one for Master League I use like once.
It's spicy. It's cause like, yeah. There's a lot of dragons. There's a lot of, flying, or not necessarily flying, but, dragons more than anything. And I think Ultra, I think I used it for Ultra once and it did me okay.
Yeah. Cause it's got what? Ice Fang?
Yeah. Ice Fang for dragons or flying. Yeah. So it did okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess, I mean, I had no idea. I mean, you might be right, so.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Cause I remember it was in the Toadiles were in 1-star raids during December Community Day.
Okay.
So
yeah, I was probably completely wrong then.
So our spawns that are popping up for the Johto event. We're going to have Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Toadile, Mareep, Hoppip, excuse me, Aipom, Sunkern, Yanma, Murkrow, Glar, Snubbull, Slugma, and Miltank.
Yeah. So, Miltank is getting the shiny, which is kind of cool, but, you know, it's still not PvP relevant because of its moves that it has. I think there's a few people that, I think there's a streamer that likes Miltank, and he said he won't use it until there's, like, a relevant fast move for it.
If they give it a, like, relevant PvP move, like, that thing is tanky, like, beyond belief.
Yeah, he's pretty good, or she is pretty good. But the thing is, like, he or she has only Tackle and Zen Headbutt, and that really is not relevant or at all. Like, who uses Tackle? Who uses Zen Headbutt? Like, it's not. Unless if it gets some, like a buff or one of the moves, then maybe that's the only time. Because it has decent charge moves, Body Slam, Ice Beam, and Thunderbolt, and even Gyro Ball.
Yeah.
So
it just needs a fast move.
Yeah, that's basically it. But besides that, it's not going to... It'll be cool to have a new shiny. So, you know, players that don't really PvP, I'm sure they're happy about that.
Yeah, give them something to be happy about. The 5K eggs, you got Pichu, Cleffa, Igglybuff, Wooper, Tyrogue, Smoochum, and Larvitar. So I'm going to actually probably be hatching more 5K eggs than I normally do this week, mainly for the Wooper. Hopefully get more Wooper.
For XL candies?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for me, like, it would be Cleffa, because I have best buddy Clefable for Ultra League. And it doesn't, when you max it out, it doesn't get close to 2,500. So I want to have that XL candies for it.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that one too. I think I have a Shundo.
Oh, nice. So
that's I hatched the baby during, like, one of the events last year, and it was shiny, and I was like, oh, cool. And then I look, and it was 100%. I was like, wow.
Okay. That's freaking crazy. I actually hatched a shiny one too, but at the time, like, I didn't think it was that relevant. And when there was an elite charged TMs either, and I traded it for a legacy Pokemon, now I regret it. I'm so mad, man.
Yeah. The Larvitar candy is good too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Tyranitar isn't super relevant in PvP. It's a cool Pokemon. It's still one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, even like, though
I just
even though it gets wrecked by a Machamp.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I use it mainly for my Team Rocket stuff or like raids.
Yeah.
Because Smackdown it's good.
Yeah, and we forgot to mention that it gets, along with the other two others that we mentioned, it gets the Smackdown community day move when you evolve it this time, along with Ampharos getting Dragon Pulse.
Yep, and then Meganium will get Frenzy Plant, and then Cyndaquil, if you evolve to Typhlosion, will get Blast Burn. So that's, you know, that's cool that they're doing that. Let's see what else we got going on. There's going to be an exclusive field research task.
Yeah, like they do for every other one.
Yep, and that'll reward Stardust. And then your encounters for that are Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Toadile, Mareep, Sudowoodo, Miltank, and Chinchou. I actually used Chinchou in the Little Cup.
Really?
Because it runs Charm.
It does?
As a fast move, yes.
What the heck? I had no idea.
I think, unless I'm thinking of a different Pokemon, but I'm pretty sure. No. I'm thinking about a totally different Pokemon. I'm an idiot.
I was like, wait, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. What the heck isn't it?
Because anything that's like the first base evolution, I don't really remember like too much.
No, because why would you? Because you normally just evolve it.
Exactly.
So, what is the name of that Pokemon that I was talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's the one that looks like the little... It looks like... It's got the big ears, it's white.
What, it has like a white thing around its neck?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's like, it's fairly fairly new, right?
Mincinoe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that, so I'm not going to try. But yeah, you guys know what we're talking about. Yeah, I use that one during Little Cup because it has Charm and Aqua Tail.
I did too, actually.
Yeah. So it was fun. I think I used that, and then is it Bronzong?
Yeah, I think everyone used that.
Yeah. So. that was a fun cup. I had fun with Little Cup.
Can I say the opposite?
Really?
It was too repetitive, man. It was worse than Master League. It was like the same Pokemons in every team. Like only like people, like random people would try a different Pokemon.
Yeah, I think I used Minson or whatever as the lead, and then I kept Bronzer in the back, and then I used Machop.
Oh, what the heck, really?
yeah
that threw me off. I used Rylou on one of my alt accounts, and it was actually hits pretty hard for a baby Pokemon.
Well, the reason I used Machop was there was a lot of normal types floating around. So even though it got wrecked by like a charm from like an Igglybuff or something, or, you know, one of those mixed fairies, it still did enough damage to kind of knock it down so that I can come in with something else and clean up. So, no. So let's see what else we got
for the Pokemon that will be spawning in the wild starting on Tuesday. Which one are you gonna be more, I guess, hunting than the others?
So I have a pretty decent. I've got a decent Meganium, so I don't really need to be going through that. I've got a good Jumpluff, which, you know, I have already powered up and double moved. Right. So what I'm going for is Murkrow.
Okay.
So I have a what is it evolved? Murkrow.
Honchkrow?
Honchkrow, yeah. So I have a Honchkrow for Great League, which is good. But I have, I think it's like a rank 5 for Ultra League.
Okay.
That I want, let's see, I'm pulling him up. Yeah, he's rank 5 that nice. I want to use. So I want to get those candies. I know, for a flyer, because of the dark typing, it's weaker to fighting than if it was just, you know, a flying, but it runs Snarl. So think of like how Mandibuzz builds up and how, you know.
They're the same typing, but obviously Mandibuzz is like 10 times tankier.
Yes.
But with the Snarl Seekers, they're quicker. And you can't, forget about how high of an attack that Pokemon has. It is scary how hard it hits, but you gotta keep in mind how extremely glassy it is too. So yeah, you gotta take both things into account. You gotta have like two tanks definitely for sure in your back line.
Yeah, exactly. So like I wanna get it powered up, especially with I have a feeling we're gonna see a lot of Machamps running around Ultra League.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, it's always good to have like a flyer like that can build up like a Sky Attack, or a Brave Bird pretty quick with that Snarl.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Probably if I would run it in actually open Ultra, if anything.
Yeah, so it's a fun little pick. Plus, you know, you get go up against a Giratina with the Snarl, and then you can use Dark Pulse.
Yeah. You could definitely, actually now that I think about it, you can definitely line it up with a Cresselia in the back for any, like, Machamp or fairies, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. So that's, I like the way it looks.
Oh no, for sure. It's definitely cool.
I like the fact that it's wearing a hat, but it's not a hat. It's like part of its body.
Yeah, no.
So I think that's fun. What about you? Is there one that you're specifically going after or going to target more?
Actually, now that when you were going through what you were saying about like how you have like a good Chikorita and stuff like that, and how we kind of like forget about some of these Pokemon, kind of like Aipom or even Yanma, right?
Right.
One thing that we've learned, and actually people forget still to this day, is that we've learned that moves get changed. You get debuffs and buffs on certain moves. Let's just say, for example, I think it's the evolution of Yanma is Yanmega. If one of the fast moves that it has, it gets like a buff, and it's kind of like a mud shot, right? Or one of the charge moves that it has, it gets a buff as well. Then you're like, right. Oh my god, now I need to go look for a Yanma that has good PvP IVs, and there's none around. So yeah. What I always tell people is whenever there's an event, you don't always aim to get PvP IVs for all the Pokemon that are out and save it. Save it for whenever something might happen because you never know. And you don't have to be that person that's like, oh my god, I don't have one. And then I'll be like, yo, I got this back in January and then I told you, you know, type of thing. So I always say to do that and, you know, grind for any Pokemon that have, you know, good PvP IVs.
Exactly. You're never going to know when a Pokemon is going to become relevant. Like we were talking earlier, you know, about Sudowoodo. You never know when Sudowoodo is going to be relevant again. And I remember when that cup came out, everyone was like, oh my gosh, I got to go grab a Sudowoodo. Oh, I got to go find it. Now I can't find him. Oh my gosh, I got to find it. I got to find it. And they couldn't.
Exactly. So, you know, you didn't have like, you got stuck like with a crappy IV one.
Exactly. So I was looking at the Yanmega or Mega, mm-hmm. whatever, however you say it.
Yeah.
So right now the movesets are Bug Bite and Wing Attack for its fast move. And then it runs for charge moves, Aerial Ace, Ancient Power, and Bug Buzz. So, I believe, does it have an effect after?
I think it has a debuff. I mean, I should know this because, there was a Pokemon that had it in one of the cups in Sylph, actually. They used, Bug Buzz, and I'm pretty sure it has it, like some kind of debuff, but I don't recall exactly. Actually, doesn't Galvantula have Bug Buzz too?
Yeah, but you run him around. I think you run Lunge. Let's see. So, Galvantula, Butterfree, Vespiquen,
and also Wormadam. I don't know if you remember using Wormadam in one of the Silph Cups.
I haven't because I don't want to put that much into Wormadam.
I think you had to power it up to have it like maxed out. Because I think it was at level 40, if I'm not mistaken. If not, then...
Yeah, let's see. It does 90 damage, energy cost is 60, damage per energy is 1.5. So it does have a opponent defense drop of 1, and the boost is 30%. So it's not terrible. I mean, if you give that Pokemon maybe one more, like, something besides ancient power, maybe like a poison type charge move.
There was talks about certain Pokemon having their fast moves change, especially for like bug Pokemon. Like bug Pokemon are not really like relevant. They really haven't really been relevant even in like main series games. But that's what I'm saying. Like I would say always try to get like for all those Pokemon that are going to be out for every event, you know, try to get a good PvP IV ones for every single one and save it, you know, for later down the road. You never know.
Yeah. So speaking of bug Pokemon, so actually what's kind of funny is when you add the steel typing, so like for Escavalier,
right,
it has one weakness and it's fire.
Yeah, sort of like Fortress.
Yeah.
The one that I was using that 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it resists grass, poison, bug, dragon, fairy, ice, normal, psychic, and steel. Everything else is neutral, and then your weakness is fire.
Right.
So yeah, when it adds that steel typing to it, it makes it fun. It makes it interesting.
Yeah, just I was having a lot of fun using Fortress, to be honest, because no one, like, Fortress is not something you know what to expect. If I have to ask you, like, do you know the charge moves and fast moves that Fortress has?
I know one is Mirror Shot.
Yeah.
And then I think, is it Earth Power?
Close. It's Earthquake. Earthquake. So one thing that,
but people, I don't know what its fast moves are.
Yeah,
at all.
The fast moves. I think the other one's not really relevant, but the fast move that you want to have for it is Bug Bite. Okay. So it's kind of like super fast, but it's not really great at energy. It doesn't get a lot of energy for the charge move. So think of it kind of like I don't know. It kind of has like the animation of a Dragon Breath or a Lick. So it kind of goes
okay.
It like keeps hitting it, but it's a slow charge move, fast move. And when I would charge up to an Earthquake, some people just didn't know, you know, the charge moves. And one of the charge moves that it also has is Sand Tomb. So maybe people would think that you're running Mirror Shots in Sand Tomb. I don't know why, but I hit an Earthquake on a Galarian Stunfisk. So that was fun to see.
Well, I think they would assume Sand Tomb because of the debuff.
Yeah.
The defense drop. But it doesn't hit hard enough.
Exactly. To me, it's like having Mirror Shot, which is not, doesn't hit hard already, with another sand, like another charge move like Sand Tomb that doesn't hit hard, would be kind of pointless.
Yeah.
But yeah, the typing of bug and steel is definitely very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a cool, The ones that do have it minus Genesect, yeah. So like your main ones there, Escavalier and then Fortress. They're fun to play with. It catches people off guard. So we got one more event that's actually going on right now as we are recording,
which I completely forgot about.
Yeah, it's the Incent Day. So I think personally, they did this because they forgot to put Mareep in the spawns for this week.
Oh,
so, because really? this came out on the 19th,
yeah,
and it's the 24th, so like 5 days ahead for an event that's not normal for Niantic,
yeah,
like to throw it out so quick. So I think someone messed up, forgot to put Mareep in there, threw out Mega Ampharos and was like, oh man, we got to do something. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's give them a incense day.
Let's make them waste more money on incense.
Exactly. Well, they are being nice and they're going to give you 3 incense for 1 Poke Coin.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
So what's going on? So that started at 11. Let's see. Yeah, at 11 a.m. local time today, and it'll run till 5 p.m. So we still have time to catch, you know, a couple. What they're doing is kind of like what they did for GoFest. Mm-hmm. So for 2 hours, from 11 to 1, it's going to be electric type Pokemon spawning. From 1 to 2, it's going to be dragon. Then from 2 to 4, electric, and then 1 to 5, dragon again. So since it's going on while we're recording and when this comes out, it's going to be over. I don't really want to talk too much about it, except for there are some interesting spawns that are coming out during the dragon type. So for electric, Ampharos, you know, your Mareep, Ampharos has play in Ultra League. I've never used it for Great League.
I mean, why would you when you have Galvantula's, you know, around?
And then Magnemite is going, so Magnezone is another good one for Master and Ultra. For Master, Premier Classic, I think.
I don't think they have the Classic. They only have the Premier Master, which involves XL. Unless if they change it around this time. Which is another reason why I'm like kind of like held back to play Masters, because I don't have anything that has XL.
Well, let's enjoy Ultra before we get into that mess that is Master League. So, let's see. So, we got Horsey. So, if you don't have a good Kingdra, you know, I hope you're catching those. Dratini always is good. You know, Dragonite and Dragonair.
That's crazy. They have Mareep for the electric and the dragon counter.
So, the reason they did that is when Ampharos Mega evolves, it becomes Electric Dragon.
That majestic hairstyle that it has.
The cool 80s, like, you know, 80s hairband.
It's like a freaking hair, like a model over there.
Trapinch, if you don't have a good Flygon. Trapinch is Flygon, right?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
And then Swablu, you know, obviously for your Altaria. Those are cool. I know. I think yesterday when we talked, you were saying you were using Kingdra this week.
I tried to use it since I got to Legend. I was trying to make it work. Surprisingly, it has some play, but I couldn't find a good backline to, you know, play around with it. I did go 2-2-3 and then 3-2 with it, and then after that I was like, I got bored of it. But it's really fun, actually, and I think I'm probably gonna use it in Ultra League when it starts tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if I pick.
No. If not, you can't use it.
So, so that's pretty much, that's what's going on for in-game. Nothing, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. No more drama. I think everyone's kind of gotten over the whole Roserade. And actually, it was funny. I was listening to another podcast, the GoCast during their PvP section, where they were talking about Roserade. And again, reiterating what we had said, it's a good Pokemon, especially for Ultra League. Like, catch this thing when
I really want to use it whenever I can, and use it for Masters. What I'm more excited about more than anything.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited for that. So that wraps up our news. So now it's time to get into everybody's favorite topic, our GBL weeks. All right, so Dino, how did we do? Well, we already kind of discussed how your week really spoiled it in the beginning,
even though, you know, if anyone that follows us also knows on Twitter.
Yeah, you were posting, you were flexing that pose all over the place.
I'm not a fan of the post, like, per se, but I got to flex it because it shows that, you know, you hit the legend.
Yeah, exactly. So we hit legend.
Yes.
And what was the team we used to hit legend?
I actually used a streamer's team, a local player. I believe, hopefully I'm saying his name right, as Bean Machine. He posted and told us to use his team that got him to legend, I think about a week ago, or maybe 2 weeks. And he told everyone to use it. It got a lot of people from the 2300s all the way up to like 2700 ELO. There's, I think, at least 8 people that got to legend with that team. Unfortunately, the team that I was running is getting countered now, with everyone knowing that Bastiodon is a lot of the leads lately. So with that being said, the lineup that I did use from Bean Machine was Bastiodon, Meganium, and Toxicroak. And a lot of people, when, you know, you start off with Bastiodon, you immediately think of a grasshole team. And they're like, oh my god, this guy's an asshole using a it's Bastiodon, Victor Bell, and another Razor Leaf in the back. But then, like, you know, they switch and they're like, oh, Toxicroak, or oh, Meganium, you know, like, and it throws them off. I think that's mainly why a lot of people did well with it. And like I said, unfortunately, it doesn't really work as much anymore. I may try it again. Today I haven't really done my sets on my main account. Or I may do some spice. I don't know yet. Like I said, once I hit Legend, I'm like, yes, now I can relax.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
take it easy now.
Oh, well, on that account. And I'm trying to get, like I said, on the other two accounts, Legend too. I may hold off because Ultra is starting tomorrow. So we'll see. And then, yeah, that's the team. And I'm just happy that I got it over with. I'm not as stressed anymore.
Yeah. Now you can relax a little.
Yeah. I can do some random, some picks, that I've been doing. So yeah, I mean, overall, yeah, I'm happy that I got there. And, with that being said, I think we've talked about your team still being a little successful and fun for you.
Yeah. So I posted a video on the Twitter.
Yes, I saw that. That was a sweaty 5-0.
It was a couple of those throughout the night. Still running, you know, still running the same team with the Frostlass, Venusaur, and Wishcash. Yesterday I came up against 3 Alolan Marowak leads, and they were back to back.
Damn.
And I was like, what's going on? Like, that's really weird.
It's funny that you're going to say that because next.
Yeah. But I was able to win 2 of the 3. So what I did was I kind of just hung in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took your advice there, and knowing that Frostlass, I'm going to lose Frostlass in the battle and have to be able to line up Wishcash with Marowak. So I just pretty much let it go. I used one shield just so that I could get off at least one Avalanche and one Shadow Ball and hope that either he shields both and uses up all his shields, or that Shadow Ball is going to get through and take him out. Most of the time they were using, you know, both shields because they knew there was a Shadow Ball somewhere floating around. And then I was able to line it up with my Wishcash. The first one that I lost was because they had Skarmory sitting in the back.
Mm.
And when they switched out, or when they lost Marowak, they went into Azumarill. So I switched into my Venusaur, and then they switched to Skarmory, and Skarmory just took out Venusaur real quick.
Yeah.
And then by the time, you know, he still had almost like a fully charged, you know, health bar.
Sometimes you just can't do anything when you get hard counter.
Yeah. Those were good. I saw a lot of Deoxys.
Yeah, the rise of Deoxys came out of nowhere. Maybe because, you know, there's a lot of G-Fisk going around as well as Bastiodon, and it's okay against them. And it's kind of like a safe, pick for them as well. That's the only thing I can think of why they would be going around so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, with those, I just kind of played the way I just played my sets was I didn't really switch out of Frostlass unless it was something I absolutely had to switch out of, which wasn't very many.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of ran with it and, you know, hope that I burned enough shields on the other side that, you know, Venusaur and Wishcash could come in and, you know, win the match. And, you know, I did pretty well. Like I said, I'm stuck right now in like the 2100s. I'm at 2174.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done my sets for today yet. So, hopefully that will go up.
I'm hoping you hit veteran in the Ultra League.
Yes, that is my goal, is to hit at least veteran before it goes into master, because I probably will sit it out just so I don't lose too much in Elo, unless there's like they do like they did last year with the cup.
Yeah, which I think they're doing the Love Cup for next to master again. So we just don't know what the Love Cup is going to consist of.
Yeah, and I like those kind of restricted metas. I feel like I do better in those. So, you know, there was that. I didn't really, nothing too crazy. Kind of trying to save up Stardust right now and prepare for Ultra League.
Exactly.
Which starts on Monday, 4 p.m. Is it local time? Or no, is it 4 p.m.?
4 p.m., you know.
Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern time for us. And then whatever time normally changes for everyone else.
So, like we said in the beginning of the episode, so what we're going to do this week is kind of get prepared for Ultra League. So we're going to discuss, we're going to try and build teams. Each of us build a team.
Did you want to play, do you play normally more in Open or Premier?
I do both.
Okay. So then the team I was thinking of can probably work in both. So I'm curious how it work on both leagues.
Let's go with that. Let's try and build a team that we can use in both leagues.
Did you want to do the spicy or the serious team first?
Let's do the serious team first.
Okay.
And then we'll save the spicy one for everyone for after that.
Okay.
So let's start with your stuff. Okay. So like I said, we sent each other screenshots of what we've got, and that way we can see, you know, what Pokemon each other has. So when you're looking at with what we're deciding to go for a team that we can use in both Open Ultra and then Ultra Premier, who's going to be your first Pokemon that you're going to pick?
If I'm going to use it in both, I think my safest lead would have to be Obstagoon.
Okay.
And then I got to think for everything else in, you know, fighters. I got to think about fairies. So if I have to think about that stuff, I probably want to say I want to go with what's his name? Scavalier.
Yeah.
Because he is part steel, and he would be a little bit neutral for fighting, but he can defend himself. So then I also got to think about how would I, you know, beat other, for example, fairies per se, like Togekiss. She can be a little bit annoying for Scavalier. So I don't know. What do you suggest?
Well, that's what I was. So I was looking here. So with Obstagoon, I was thinking you're going to be weak to your fairy and fighting.
So Charizard?
I was thinking, why not go Togekiss?
Togekiss, okay. I mean, I can see that. Fighting, fairy, yeah. Be neutral against fairies.
It'll take care of your dragons. It'll take care of your dark.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'm actually trying to build for a XL Umbreon. Mm. I don't have it ready yet. That's why it's not there.
But, yeah. I think a lot of people
are doing that.
Are trying to do that because it's such a tank in Great League. So funny thing, I think it was two seasons ago. Mm-hmm. I was running. I had a perfect Umbreon that I had maxed out, which was like 2000. Mm-hmm. And I was running it with Snubbull and I think Giratina in Ultra League. And I think it just caught people off guard and they didn't know what to do seeing someone lead with an Umbreon in Ultra League.
Yeah, I was confused too. I was like, what?
Yeah. So it was fun. It's still just as tanky in Ultra League. Oh, it just tanky. It didn't get high enough.
So yeah, actually now that I was thinking about it, you know how some most Machamps have Rock Slide, and it would be kind of scary for Togekiss. I think I probably would prefer Clefable over Togekiss just for that reason.
Okay.
So I would probably do Obstagoon, Clefable, and then probably like a safe pick. I would say maybe, what do you think about like either Venusaur, Muk, or a random safe pick, maybe Gengar.
Would you lead Gengar?
No, I want to lead Obstagoon, and then gotta take care of fighters, dragon, dragons maybe, because they're a little bit of an issue for Obstagoon. And then Gengar has Sludge Bomb for fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shadow Claws are gonna do a lot of damage because there is no Wigglytuff with the normal typing in there. So I think that would be a nice team I would probably try out.
So Obstagoon, Clefable,
and Gengar.
What if, well, I guess your Clefables, you got pretty tanky.
Yes.
What are you gonna do when you come up against Swampert?
I'll stay in. Hoping to get the boost and the Night Slash. I usually stay in and play out that match. I'm not too worried about Swampert's. Yeah, I think I would be able to handle it decently, especially if I get the boost and he'll probably most likely switch.
So that over Venusaur? Because if Venusaur, you'd still be able to handle the Charmers with the Sludge Bomb. If you do run up against a Swampert, you'll have something for the Espeons, or not Espeons, Empoleon. And for the most part, I think people running Charizards are running Dragon Breath now.
Yeah, I still see Fire Spin. I mean, I guess we'll see how people, because they're random.
Yeah.
The only thing I would be worried about is just dragons. I wouldn't necessarily, like, I guess I can probably do that because it's also poison.
But Obstagoon can handle dragon pretty well. Because everyone, I mean, the dragons that you're going to see in Ultra League are going to be Giratina and then...
Yeah, I don't think we see any Dragonites, really.
That's pretty much it. He's a Dragonite every once in a while, but...
Actually, you might be onto something. I think I'll try that. I'll try Obstagoon, Venusaur, and Clefable.
See, I'm so much better at picking other people's teams, and then when I sit down and pick out my team, I'm like, garbage. Yeah. This is trash. This is trash. This is trash.
We'll set that in right now, just so I don't forget.
All right, so while he's doing that... Let's see. So now we're going to go through mine.
Any preference of what you want to lead with at all?
That's what I was looking at. So what I'm thinking is, it's funny, I swayed you out of Gengar, but I love leading with Gengar.
Yeah, no, that's completely different because I wanted to use it in the back. But if you want to lead with it, you know.
So yeah, I would want to lead. So... What I normally run is Gengar, Snorlax, and then Machamp. That's what I've kind of been running for, I think, like two or three Ultra League.
That's actually not a bad line to run in any of the leagues. So I think you already have a team.
So that's kind of what I was running. And honestly, I saw that on, I think it was like a Sylph, like team building thing.
That's freaking hilarious.
So, and then I switched out Machamp and ran Gengar, Snorlax, and then Tangrowth.
Okay. I can definitely see why you would choose Machamp, because if you lead, because he has a hard, what's it called? Very tough matchup with Snorlax if it leads. So you would have issues with that.
Okay. So let's build. So let's go with. So we're going to go Gengar lead.
Yeah.
So you have my list. What are you thinking?
So we're not sticking to your original.
Well, I could stick with my original team unless you think, you know, looking at my list here that you see something that may be a little better.
I mean, you can have. Yeah, no, because I think it's a neutral line, to be honest with you. I was going to say Scavalier, but Machamp is a lot better. And then looking at the rest of the stuff, you can go a little spicy and do Toxic Croak, but we're not doing spicy yet. So yeah, I mean, I think the line is fine. How it is very neutral, for like anything. Okay. The worst cool. line, the worst, thing you can get as a lead is a Snorlax, I think. And for that, you just probably switch to your own Snorlax as a soft counter. And then maybe right. they switch, and then you have your Machamp set up for their Snorlax. So
cool. Yeah. Well, look at that. That was easy. I didn't, you know, like I said, I've been running it for, you know, 3 turns through Ultra League. So, you know, I'm okay. familiar with the team, and it's been work. It works.
How do you feel if I pick? You would pick your spicy team then.
Ah, so for the spicy teams, we're going to pick each other's spicy teams.
Yeah.
So let's see. We're going to look at yours stuff here. 'Cause I already have yours. Of course you do.
I was already looking while you were looking. Because it's a Pokemon I want to see. I saw some people using it in Master League, and it was super annoying. I don't think I've seen anyone use it in Ultra, at least not to my knowledge. And if they have, then I guess I have to see it. But I would prefer if I, you know, I saw some videos from you, and the leading Pokemon for this is going to be, Chandelure.
Okay.
And then you're going to have Tangrowth and Dragonite.
Huh. Okay. So Chandelure. So besides it being spicy, what is your, When you look at that team, what are you seeing?
It's cause we said, like, are we trying, the spicy team is going to be for both leagues, right?
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So it's going to be both leagues, and it's going to be fun. You know,
there's no legendaries in there. So, that's why I was thinking, like, you have Chandelure that's ghost, and then you have also Giratina that's ghost. It might hurt it a little bit, but that incinerate charges up, like it gives you to a shadow ball really quick. And then I think about maybe Swampert, leading, then you have Dragonite and Tangrowth. I just think it'd be fun to run, just basing off what you have. We can also do different picks, but, I was thinking kind of like going on the spicier side, like if I can go a safe team or we can go a spicy team.
No, I like that. That's, I don't think I've ever used my Chandelure outside of a raid. So,
exactly.
You know, that'll be, this'll be fun. So what I'm looking at for you is, so I'm going to give you a little more challenging one.
Okay.
Because you are, you know, you're a little better than I am when it comes to this stuff. So first one is going to be Lucario, and then Cloyster. So you've got your fighting steel, you've got water ice, and then let's see.
So what was the lead again? Just to make sure I still writing them.
Yep. So you're gonna do Lucario.
Okay.
And then I want Lucario in the lead.
Okay.
Because Lucario, you can't use Lucario anywhere else because he's too glassy.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to use him as a lead. Now, Cloyster, and then let's go something safe, bulky, that's going to give you... Let's go Alolan Mutt.
Interesting. So you just want me to get wrecked by Machamp, huh?
Well... Ah, that's right. Okay, so let's take out Alolan Mutt and give you something that's going to help you with that.
Yeah, trying to see.
Togekiss.
Okay.
So, Lucario, Cloyster, and Togekiss.
Huh. Okay. That should be fun. I haven't ran Lucario in Ultra League in about 2-3 seasons.
Yeah. I think I tried a team once in Great League with Lucario lead, and it catches people off, but those power punches, you know, you get a couple of those, and then the Shadow Ball charges really quick, 'cause of counter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. It caught people off guard because, you know, they didn't see it. I don't have one powered up for Ultra League yet, so I haven't used it, but I've seen it, and I've seen it used against me, and it normally is a pain in the butt because those power-up punches come quick.
Yeah, I actually did a power-up punch and a shadow ball unshielded to a Giratina in Season 3, and it was, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's always the best. I think the one that threw you off is Cloyster.
Yeah.
Because I saw your face when I said Cloyster. So I've used Cloyster in Great League, and it's not as bulky as Lapras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still has the same typings with the water ice, but its move sets are a lot faster.
Yeah, no, for sure. I like it that it has Icy Wind.
Yeah. So if you get a Venusaur, let's say you get stuck matched up against a Venusaur or, you know, a grass, you're going to put a lot of shield pressure on it because those Icy Winds are going to come super quick.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm excited to try it out. I won't knock it down until I try it.
No, we'll see. And then, you know, Togekiss, you've got, you know, fairies so that if you're in open, you know, you've got something to handle fighters, and then you've got something to handle Giratina too, right, to help. Because for the most part, until something new comes up, like Giratina is still running Ultra League, open Ultra.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I'll be okay to try out this team.
Awesome. So those are going to be our teams. We're going to post videos of those teams, and then we'll see how it goes, and we'll discuss them next week. And if we need, you know, maybe next week we'll change up, you know, something, see what worked and what didn't work, and then change it up if we need to. And that's pretty much, you know, that's our GBL for today. I'm excited. I want to see... I know you wanted to use Kingler.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just make you hold off a little bit for anticipation until next week.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know, let the meta sit out for a little bit, and then have him come in. Now, we didn't really have, like, kind of like a main topic, like a trainer, you know, tip topic or something to help out. But one thing that kind of got brought up in a chat that me and Dino were in is algorithms.
Oh.
So this is a hot topic amongst PvPers. Yeah. You've got some people who are like super adamant saying it exists. Then you've got other people who are like, no, it doesn't exist. You're crazy for even thinking about it. So I'm going to give kind of my opinion on it. And this is coming from someone who, when I look at Pokemon Go and PvP, yes, I'm passionate about it. Yes, I love playing it. But at the end of the day, to me, it's still just a game. I'm not losing sleep over going, you know, 0-5 in 5 sets. You know, I'm not, that's how I just look at any video game in general. Now, from a technical side, from programming, which is, you know, something that I do for a living, not necessarily in video games, but in other aspects, it is very, very, very possible to code in an algorithm. So the people who are saying that it's not possible, it is. It's very possible. It's just a line of code that triggers, you know, a certain amount if a player is winning a certain amount based off of a typing, it can switch and gather whoever's logging on at that time. It's possible. Do I think Niantic is doing something like that to purposely make people fail? I find that hard to believe, but if they were, it's possible. So yeah, people who are saying it's not possible to generate an algorithm, yeah, it is. It's totally possible.
I mean, like for me at least, I don't think necessarily, like, people bring it up. It's like, can you prove it that this is a thing, you know? Like, miners, Pokemon miners, haven't ever found anything, at least from what I heard or seen, to prove that there's an algorithm, like something that shows, that this is a thing. And, I mean, like you said, like, it's possible. Maybe, I don't know, they're hiding it. I don't know. But, I think it's just a little odd, if anything, that, you know, let's just say that you're, doing bad, with like a Bastiodon lead and you don't see any flyers, right? And then it just happens that you switch it to a fighter and then you get like a flyer. You want to call it coincidence? Sure. You know, if it happens like, you know, for the rest of the day and as soon as you switch back to Bastiodon, you don't have any flyers. I don't know. To me, it's fishy. I have no proof to say that this thing exists. I just want to say it's a little weird.
I totally agree that it's weird because, so yesterday was a perfect example. I go 5-0 my first set. The next set that I run, I go up against 3 back-to-back Alolan Marowak teams, like, where the biggest weakness in my team is Alolan Marowak. So, yeah, like, not even spaced apart, like, it was back-to-back-to-back Alolan Marowak.
Yeah, keep in mind that's, like, the super hardcore, you know, weakness for your team. So, what are the chances? I haven't seen any Alolan Marowaks in them, like, that often as before.
Yeah.
So to bring it up out of nowhere, it's just weird.
Yeah. And, you know, like we've mentioned before, also team comps that you see are also based on your ELO, you know, where you're standing and sitting. So every time you go up, you know, you're getting put into a different bracket that could, you know, what I'm seeing on a daily basis is different than what Dino is seeing because he's in a higher ELO than I am. So, you know, I don't come across half the stuff he comes across. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like we're just saying, like, we have no proof that if it's true or not, but I don't think anyone has any proof as well that it doesn't exist. Like, I don't think anyone can say, like, I have proof that it doesn't exist. I do agree that, you know, if you get a bad lead, for example, that you can still come up and win that match, by playing well. But I also want to state that you can't learn to beat a team that completely hard counters you. There's literally no way to win. Like, let's just say you have a, Swampert lead and they have a Altaria. Then you switch to your Skarmory, then they bring Alolan Marowak. Like, or they bring, Stunfisk, and you just can't run away from things. Yeah, you can definitely win bad leads, but I just think that there's sometimes you can't do anything about it at the same time.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, I know it frustrates people, and it gets annoying when you put in time and, you know, you're trying to reach a goal, but it's like I tell my 8-year-old, when he's playing his Switch and can't get through a level on something, just keep trying. If you can't get it, it's just a game. Don't get upset. You know, it's just a game.
Right.
So that's just my view on the algorithms and that whole thing. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Yeah. We don't want to get too into it. We just kind of wanted to bring it up because, you know, it's a hot topic. But at the same time, like we said, I don't think anyone can prove that it's true or not. I don't necessarily believe that it's true. I just think it's a little odd, you know, for certain things to happen the way they do.
Yeah. So, all right. So we are going to move on to our new topic for our show, our question and answer segment.
Yay. We got one question.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
So, yeah, like Dino said, we only got one question this week. So again, it's new. This is new. We just posted it in a group chat that we were in, and then to see if they had anything. So this came in through our emails from Tatio Torres. It says, "Hey guys, just got to say hi. I hit rank 23 listening to you. I know it's not legend, but you really helped me out. I'm excited to play PvP now. It's great. With that said, I was wondering, what can I replace my Shadow Victory Bell with? Should I consider the new Roselia? Thanks again for all your help." So, what do you think? I've never used a Shadow Victory Bell. I have one, but I'm also not going to put, you know, my Stardust into it.
I don't have one for my main account, but I have it for my one of my other accounts, and it's a little OP at times. But you know, if you want to change it for the other one, you can. It has Razor Leaf, and it's actually kind of like, because it's gonna have Weather Ball, it's gonna get to Weather Ball, you know, fairly quick. Just because it's super low energy charge move. So I definitely think it's doable to switch it if you want to try it out.
Yeah. You know, after its community day, it'll have Bullet Seed. Bullet Seed isn't going to do as much damage as Razor Leaf, but it's going to charge your fast moves or your charge moves a lot faster. So I think it's a solid replacement. I mean, with the Weather Ball and then what is it? Sludge Bomb. You know, I think Roselade. Yeah. Roselade could fill that role if you don't have, you know, a Victory Bell. And you want to run a grass hole team or any team with a grass component. I think, you know, it's going to play a role. I don't know how much in Great League, but I know in Ultra League is definitely going to do it. So, I mean, if you want to switch it up, I don't have a problem with it. I hate seeing Victory Bell. So if somehow this can change, you know, that meta, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think that it would be a nice switch up too, and it could possibly be. It has like a higher attack stat, so I think it would do a little bit more damage too.
Perfect. So if you have questions, like we said in the beginning of the show, please email us at btwpvp@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter, message us, tweet us. At BTWPVP podcast. And then, you know, we'll answer them. If we don't have any, we won't do a segment, obviously. But if we get them, we will, you know, we'll answer them on the show to the best of our ability. You can, message us individually. We have the links to our individual Twitters on our bio page on Twitter. I know Dino's gotten a couple personal messages from this, so that's awesome. You know, we appreciate the support we've been getting so far. You know, we're doing these shows every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and I think that's pretty much it for this week's show, no?
Yeah, I think that's all we got for now.
Awesome. So, like we said, check us out on Twitter at BTWPVPPodcast. Please, if you can, rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I think you can do it on Google and maybe Spotify too. It really does help us. And we will have a new episode out next Tuesday. So thank you all again for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I am AstroZombie954.
And I am Dino El Magico. And until next time, good luck and get good.
So yeah, we could stop recording.
Okay. Stop. Okay.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.